Breaking ball in the dirt and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. 15-3 our score here in the sixth. Ponick comes home. The pitch is outside, a ball and 3-1. Three and one the count. Ponick again has the sign from Coltis. He goes from the stretch. And a breaking ball that Weller falls back and out of play. The count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, Dylan Ponick. Trying to work out of this jam here in the six. And going on the play is Wiener on 3-2. Followed off by Weller.
3-2, okay.
Count stays at 3-2. Ponick ready. And the pitch four, and Weller will walk. And that'll bring Jackson Peter to the plate. Jackson 3-for-3 tonight with a walk, two runs scored. Had a double back in the second inning. And Ponick's pitch to Peter. He'll loop this one out to right field. A nice catch by Mitchell Thielen as he backpedals on the grass, making the play. And that'll do it for El Rosa here in the sixth inning. They scored two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. Make it three left on base. After six innings, it's El Rosa 15 and Farming 3. Back with more baseball in a minute on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers with that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Sue Meyer and Kelly Lauer. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Eric Schmidt leads it off for Farming here in the seventh inning. The Flames trail by a dozen. And they do play with the 10-run rule here in the regional play. And 0-1 the count to Eric Schmidt. It'll be Schmidt, Taylor Foray, scheduled hitter, and also Tyler Schrader. Here's a ground ball to Kiefler at third. On the run, James makes the play, and 5-3 in the putout.
Good third baseman, isn't he, Kiefler, over there? He's got some wheels, charges the ball well, gets rid of the ball.
Taylor Foray to the plate. Taylor 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of doubles. And the pitch to Taylor is high for a ball, 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Ethan Vogt kicks and delivers, and there's a strike to Foray, 1-1. Following our game, we'll have your Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show here on KASM. Name that player of the game. Foray, a swing and a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Set the stage for tomorrow's ball games. Ball and two strikes. Pitch is a called strike three and two outs.
Caught that outside corner perfectly that Ethan did, and I think we got Chad Mergen going to pinch hit. 24, Chad Mergen.
Right-handed hitting, Chad Mergen up at the plate, batting for Tyler Schrader here in the seventh. And a strike call to Chad, 0-1. 0-1 the count, Ethan Vogt. Rares back and fires, and a swing and a miss by Mergen, strike two. 0-2. Ethan Vogt looks down to his catcher, and the pitch a little bit high, and the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And inside to Mergen in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Boat ready. And saws Chad Mergen off on the handle, and the ball will go foul.
Yes, it is.
Foul. Just is foul as it lays next to that chalk line. James Kiefler flips it over to the dugout. He really didn't have a play, and
no,
he picked it up.
No. I'm surprised that rolled foul.
Two balls, two strikes to Chad Mergen. Eichers throws the sign down. Here comes Vogt's pitch, and a swing and a miss. Mergen's out on strikes, and that'll do it for Farming here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score this evening in game number four today in seven innings, it was El Rosa 15 and Farming 3. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and recap this one for you on KESM. We're back in 2 minutes.
Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever, ketosis, or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431. At Painesville Mutual, you can get the coverage you know you need now from the people you know will be there for you when you need them the most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 243-7149 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Andy and Don back with you at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming as our final game of the day has gone final tonight, 15-3. It was El Rosa in seven innings over Farming. And Don, a game that we had a lot of high anticipation.
Yes, I did too, Randy.
Right?
I know you did and I did. We were thinking this is going to be probably one of the better pitching duels of the day with Ethan Volk, and we know Ethan, what he's like. And Brad Mergen struggled. He looked good the first couple of innings, and then he started getting into a little trouble working out of the stretch. And he ended up with some control problems, and he was walking guys, and then they bring in another, I don't know who they brought in after that.
Winkles.
Winkles, and he struggled with control, and we added it up here. I think they had 11 walks, two hit batters. They had 10 hits. That's a lot of base runners. And you give up, that's 13 free bases.
Yeah.
Just with walks and stuff. And you're not going to win ball games by walking 10 guys.
No, not in region play. You need better pitching. You do.
And absolutely.
It wasn't there tonight.
And they were pretty much deflated after that in farming. They didn't look like they – once they were down by 7-8 runs, it was a little bit done.
It was tough for the Flames to come back.
It was.
You got some line scores for us, Don?
I do. For the Farming Flames, they scored 3 runs on 6 hits, committed an error, and left 5 on base. For El Rosa, 15 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 11 on base yet.
Wow.
So, you get a couple hits in there, yet this could be a whole lot bigger score.
You bet. So, with that, we're going to name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game tonight, Don. Of course, the El Rosa Saints had a lot of playmakers tonight, but I think one playmaker we kept looking back to was this number 8 hitter, Jackson Peter, tonight. And Jackson played second base, and we all go, who's Jackson? Well, Jackson went 3-for-4 tonight with a double, scored 2 runs, had a walk in there. So, how about Jackson getting our player of the game?
I like the idea of it.
You betcha.
It's a kid that I haven't heard of yet, and he come through big time.
An up-and-coming rising star for the El Rosa Saints. So, Jackson Peter, congratulations.
Great to see.
You'll get the certificate, and congratulations to Jackson. Don, we have a busy day tomorrow, and go over that schedule for us.
Okay, we will tomorrow. It's starting at 11 a.m. It'll be St. Martin Martins against the Richmond Royals. Then at 1:30, it'll be Lake Henry Lakers against the El Rosa Saints. Then we're looking at the 4 p.m. game. This is all tentatively scheduled, but this is the starting time that they have now for us. Spring Hill will take on Farming. And then approximately 6:30, New Munich will take on Meyer Grove. So those are our 4 games for tomorrow. And like I said, about a half an hour in between games usually, but the way it's been going today all day, it's been right on pretty much, hasn't it?
You bet. We have been spot on today. Our final again, 15-3. It was El Rosa defeating Farming tonight. Want to thank Scott and Brad for manning controls back at the station today. Again, games are going to be archived, so watch for those coming up this week here on KASM. Scott, remember to turn that recorder off tonight, would you please? And we're going to do it all again tomorrow, Don. We will here on KASM. Want to thank our Region 15C sponsors. It was the Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Den of Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin Insurance, and National Bank. Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Notch Manufacturing, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, the Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, Shady's Bar and Grill of New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation and Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming, where they have live music. If you're headed uptown tonight, head to Trappers Pub and Grub. The winning pitcher, Ethan Vogt. The loss will go to Brad Mergen tonight for Farming. Again, your attendance for today, 678. We'll see you all tomorrow. Our final scores today, Lake Henry 3-2 over Spring Hill. The second game, St. Martin 2-1 over New Munich in 10 innings. Richmond 5-0 over Meyer Grove. And our final tonight, 15-3, El Rosa beats Farming. That'll do it, partner. We'll ride this horse tomorrow again.
We'll ride this horse again. I'm seeing Stan May over there. He's got a fake headset. He's giving us a little grief up here. Oh. So nice to see him at a ball game with his son.
You bet. We'll do it all again. Thank you, Scott, back in the studios. Thanks for listening. back to Albany.
All right. Thank you, Randy. And I'll make sure to get that recording stopped tonight for you. All right. Well, that's going to do it for me this evening as well. Congratulations to El Rosa for their victory over Farming this evening. Hope you all have a good night.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie.